This is John Tomei Productions, Urban Podcast. I'm your host, John 2IG. Today is April the 17th, 2024. And man, the year is going on. I hope this message reaches everyone in the best of spirits. And I hope everyone is having a blessed year so far. Man, I'm almost at the end of the semester, school semester, fifth semester back in school, and I'm almost at the end of another one. And so it gives me a little bit more time to jump on the podcast. And for those who don't know, the listeners, we do have a YouTube channel. I'm going to put that link in the description box. But we do have a YouTube channel. And if you're not acclimated to that, feel free to like, share, subscribe, and check out our videos. I've been trying to post videos on there too. Of course, as always, check the link in the description box for any information on missing children. Got a young lady that's been missing since last year, man. So try to do what we can, man. Try to find these babies and get them to it. They can't go home. Let's give them some place to a safe habitat. But today I just want to jump on real quick and pretty much piggyback off of what I posted on my YouTube channel. I posted the other day talking about black writers. And speaking of that, before I get into that, I want to give a congratulations to my friend Cheryl Jackson and her sister Lyris Wallace. Sisters Rock and Rhyme, man. They just put out a new book called Poems in the Key of Life. And be sure to get it on Amazon or wherever books are sold, man. It's a banger. You know, those sisters are doing it big. They're great poets. Check out their other, they got two other books, Mirrored Images and Different Sides of the Same Coin. I recommend all three. So if you, Sisters Rock and Rhyme, go on Amazon. I'll be sure to put that link in the description box as well. But great book, man. I'm almost at the end of the new book, and it's a banger. I just want to send a message to the up and coming authors and writers out there, black, you know, and I'm speaking to primarily the black, young black writers and authors, or just artists in general. Know your worth. Know your worth. Don't play yourself cheap. You know, always know your worth, and don't be so quick to jump on the first thing coming, you know, whatever. Because a lot of times, see what it is, brothers and sisters, you know, people will take advantage of you, you know. And a lot of times, you know, if you're going, especially if you're a struggling artist, you know, a struggling author that's trying to pay bills and trying to work, man, you know, $10,000 seems like a lot of money. It really does. But I'm going to tell you something, man. You know, people will steal your ideas. You know, they'll take a portion of your idea and run off with it. You know, run off with it and make millions. And you sitting up there, you know, with a $10,000 check, you realize, you know, that you got played. And it's not worth it, man. There's a lot of predators out there looking for easy prey. And they'll pimp on you. They sure will. They'll pimp you out. You know, they'll have you running down the freeway backwards in a goddamn rainstorm. So don't fall for the okey-doke. But always do your research, you know, because there's a business side to this. And before you go into make any kind of sign any kind of contracts or make deals with people, make sure that you have your legal team together. You have some kind of legal counsel, and you have a literary agent as well if you're an author. Now, as far as the entertainment industry, you know, you should have a manager and also have a legal team. In fact, just in general, for any black man and woman out here in America, man, you should at least have at least two attorneys in your phone, a civil attorney and a criminal attorney. You know, it don't cost nothing. You can go on the on Google or the Yellow Pages or wherever and find you a couple of good attorneys, man, that can represent you. Most of the time, consultation is free, and You know, searching for a good attorney is like trying to find a good mechanic, you know, or a good doctor. Just find one that fits you, you know, that fits your criteria. And I always have them in your phone. Just, it's better to have them and not need it than to need it and not have it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, when you're conducting business with your work, you know, you got to understand your work is a pot of gold, man. This is, you know, everything that you put in your fiber and your heart and soul. Don't sell it. Don't sell it for nothing, man. You know, too many times, you know, us as black folks, man, you know, we build something up and then we turn around and sell it. You know what I'm saying? For instead of, you know, keeping it, you know, and building on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because we have generations behind us who can learn from what we do, the work that we put in. You see, they're dependent on that. And so we can't bitch about reparations and not having this and not nobody doing this before. I said, yeah, we got the opportunity to build our own, you know, wealth. But the thing of it is, you know, you have to be able to, you gotta know what you're doing, and you gotta be willing to withstand the certain pitfalls that come with it. You know, just don't give up. You know, trust the process, you know, and don't be in such a hurry to be successful. The late great Nipsey Hussle said it, man. He said it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, you know. And whatever it is you got to do, I mean, just take the time to build on that. And your idea is your idea. Don't share your ideas, you know. Quit talking so damn much. Don't get on social media and telling everybody what you got going on, what your business is, all that. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you are in a place where you can support yourself comfortably, live comfortably on it, and then talk about it, you know. But yeah, I'm dead serious, man, about that. You know, don't sell yourself cheap. You know, like they say, stand on business, man. Stand on your business. I'm very passionate about that. I was talking to one of my professors a few weeks ago, and I was telling her that I'm an author, and I said, you know, she's been an author for, hell, I don't know, over 20 years, and I've been an author for probably about 5 years, you know. But she's like, how many books you got? I said, I have 7. She's like, oh my God, you got 7 books? And I told her that one book almost got picked up, you know, for a film. And she was like, oh, what happened? I said, well, it just didn't work out. You know, creative differences. You know, I would have done it anyway. I was like, well, I didn't do it because this is my idea. This is my story. And I'm not a trick, okay? You know, you're not gonna pimp me like one. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, we're it's just two different perspectives on things. You know, some people, like I said, they jump on the first thing coming, and they're willing to sell. And what the most important thing, brothers and sisters, I wanted to convey in this message is: do not sell your soul for anybody, for money, success, any of that shit. It's not worth it. You know, your soul is what you take with you when you leave here. You know, look around at some of your favorite celebrities that's going on right now. These cats, man, they a lot of them sold their soul. I'm sorry, they did. You know, you see what's happening with Diddy and TD Jakes, and a lot of these cats, man, they catching it. They're catching all kind of hell right now. So they didn't do the right things. They found success. You know, God blessed them, but they're not living right. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't, you know, good old fashioned hard work and perseverance and endurance will take you very, very far. You know, everybody's not meant to drive a Rolls Royce or a Lamborghini and live in a big ass penthouse. You know, those are nice, but your character and your integrity, your morals are more important than that. And it's not for sale. Just saying. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're an adult. You got to do what you got to do, you know. If you don't know what turns you on before you leave out of here, you know, be ashamed not knowing what my man Jim Brown say, be ashamed to not know what turns you on, you leave out of here not knowing what turns you on, something like that. But, now, seriously, trust the process. Maintain your integrity. Work hard. It will come. Trust me. The time, the time will come. You know, the God, you know, God's going to bless you. And you look back on those days where you were struggling and going through those hard times, it just builds character. That's all. And last thing I want to say is, if at all possible, you know, I know a lot of people are going through different things in their life at different stages in their life, but try to get to a place where you can find peace. You know, peace is golden, man. And it's better. You can better operate better when you're in a place of peace. You can operate better on your purpose. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, folks, I'm really going to get on out of here. It is 7:15 in the a.m. on a Wednesday morning. I'm going to get out of here, man, and get me some exercise in the end of the day. You know, try to enjoy some nice sunny. It's going to be a nice sunny day. So I'm going to get out of here and get me some vitamin C, man, and look at these beautiful women and everything. So y'all stay blessed. Take care. And remember, always remember, your health is your wealth. We will catch you on the next one. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.